Welcome to today's episode. In this episode, we hear from Dr. Sofia Lind, a psychologist based in Malmö, Sweden, who has spent more than a decade supporting women affected by online harassment, digital control, and emotional stress. Through her work, Dr. Lind has observed a common pattern. Many women arrive seeking support while questioning their own experiences. Many wonder whether they are overreacting. Many doubt their own perceptions.
Many women come to me saying, "Maybe I'm overreacting." This is extremely common, especially when the behavior is normalized by workplaces, partners, or social groups.
According to Dr. Lind, harmful behavior is not always obvious. It is not always loud. It is not always dramatic. Often, it develops gradually, through repeated comments, through pressure, through monitoring, through small actions that slowly affect how a person sees themselves. By the time many women recognize the impact, the behavior has already shaped their confidence and sense of safety. Dr. Lind recalls one young woman who worked in a cafe near Möllevångstorget. The woman had started receiving anonymous messages. The messages focused on her appearance, her clothes, her body, even her movements at work. No one else seemed to notice, and no one said anything. Over time, the experience began affecting every aspect of her life.
"I feel watched all the time."
She stopped meeting friends. She withdrew from social media. And eventually, she started blaming herself. She believed the harassment was somehow her fault for sharing photographs online. Dr. Lind has also worked with women experiencing digital control within intimate relationships. She describes one woman whose partner regularly checked her phone, criticized her clothing choices, and questioned her friendships. Whenever concerns were raised, he had an explanation ready.
"I just care about you."
But beneath the language of care was a pattern of control. Over time, the woman lost confidence, then independence, and eventually the ability to distinguish between genuine concern and controlling behavior. Dr. Lind explains that emotional pressure often appears physically before people fully understand what is happening. The body frequently reacts first. Women may experience stomach pain, headaches, sleep problems, fear, exhaustion, and isolation.
The body reacts even when the mind tries to minimize the situation.
This is one of the most important messages she shares with women. They do not need to wait until a situation becomes extreme before taking their feelings seriously. Support does not begin only when there is a crisis. Discomfort itself matters.
Your feelings are valid long before the situation becomes dangerous.
Dr. Lind also emphasizes that seeking support does not always begin with legal action or formal reporting. Sometimes the first steps are much smaller and much more personal, such as speaking to someone trustworthy, understanding personal boundaries, learning about digital rights, or recognizing patterns of cyberstalking and harassment. These early conversations can help people understand their experiences and regain confidence in their own judgment. For Dr. Lind, awareness is a powerful tool, because many women have spent years learning to dismiss their own feelings.
Awareness is important because many women have learned to silence themselves. They have been taught directly or indirectly that their reactions are too much. But asking for support is a sign of strength, not weakness.
She pauses for a moment before sharing one final reflection. A reminder that support often begins with something simple, a conversation, acknowledgement, being believed.
And it often starts with one conversation, one moment where someone says, "You are not imagining this."
Thank you for listening. Today's discussion reminds us that emotional pressure, digital control, and harassment often develop gradually and can be difficult to recognize at first. It also reminds us that feelings of discomfort deserve attention, and that support can begin long before a situation reaches a crisis point. Sometimes all it takes is one conversation to help someone realize they are not alone. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you in the next episode. Reflection questions. Why do many women doubt themselves in difficult situations? What examples of emotional pressure appeared in the story? What small first support steps did Dr. Lind mention?